这么大的损失。
Well, that broadcast was one of many picked up by our colleagues at BBC Monitoring. Kerry Allen is the media analyst specializing in China. She translated that CCTV bulletin for us, and I asked how often journalists are paraded in this way.
It happens quite a lot, but normally it's with more trivial offences. The most high-profile case was probably last year when Kaiko, a Taiwanese pop singer, along with Jackie Chan's son, were arrested on drug-related offences. And Kaiko, the singer, made an apology, and this man in his early 20s was reduced to a crying, snivelling wreck. And this was shown on China's state broadcaster CCTV.
Presumably as a way, certainly when it comes to journalists, of encouraging what the government sees as good practice. Does that leave state-run media uniformly uncritical?
I wouldn't say so. The Chinese media have been pretty harsh recently with the economy. They've been printing on their front pages. There have been infographics showing arrows pointing down and really emphasising the fact that it's not good, effectively. I feel there's a bit of leeway when it comes to economics. And both Chinese media and economists and analysts can almost go up to the line of what is censored. If, for example, somebody is incredibly critical of Xi Jinping, this will be outright censored. But with the economy, people can go right up to and sometimes over the line. The magazine that Wang Xiaoyu works for, Taijing, is known very much for this. It's an independent magazine, and it has, in recent years, really pushed the boundaries of what can be shown in Chinese media.
So is it clear where he crossed the line to result in this humiliating appearance?
At the moment, I think with the Chinese economy, the situation appears to be getting worse. And it's becoming more sensitive than it ever was. I mean, the journalist Wang acknowledged that this was becoming a very sensitive issue. And for that reason, he said this. He said that it was a very sensitive time. China's economists have started saying that China can't rely on bailing itself out in the future. It needs help from foreign investors. So I think it's particularly at this time, as the situation seems to be getting graver, that they've gone past the line almost. So I think he's almost been used as an example to say, we can only report so much on this.
Kerry Allen at BBC Monitoring. Aidan White of the Ethical Journalism.